Welcome, and thank you for visiting. My name is Caroline Donnelly. I'm an author, speaker, and coach, and you can find me online at www.carolinerdonnelly.com. I hope you had a chance to listen to the first two parts of 7 Steps to Change Your Life. If not, they're available at the website or on my Podomatic page, Journey to You. Thank you so much for your encouraging messages of support. I am grateful for this opportunity to share things I feel are of vital importance. Today, I'm going to delve deeper into steps 3 and 4. But first, a quick review of the 7 steps. Number 1 is I don't believe it. Get rid of those limiting beliefs you were programmed with. Number 2, say it like you mean it. Stop listening to that negative self-talk. Replace it with positive affirmations on a daily basis. Remember to say, I like myself. Step 3 is let's pretend. Step 4, stop being complacent. These are the 2 steps we'll discuss today. Step 5 is stopping avoidance tactics, facing things and dealing with them. Step 6, forgive yourself. Stop living in the past, wishing things could have been different. Step 7 is take responsibility. Regain control and become the creator of your life. We will take in-depth looks at steps 5 to 7 in future releases. I know you have the power to change your life into what you want it to be. I did it, and so can you. All you need to know is how, and then begin. Now for step 3. Let's pretend. When a child is playing, pretending to be a superhero or an astronaut or a cowboy, for a time, that child becomes what he or she is pretending to be. They completely believe they are that person. They talk like the person, walk like the person, and expect you to treat them as if they are that person. The child completely transforms. We can use this technique to teach ourselves new habits and new ways of doing things. Behavior is learned. This is simply a new set of learned behaviors and habits. Ones you want. Ones you decide whether or not you have. If you had known me 20 years ago, you wouldn't recognize the person I am today. I grew up painfully shy, totally lacking in self-esteem and confidence. I was afraid of everything and everyone. I didn't only not talk to people, I didn't even look at them. I always looked down at the ground. Then, somehow, I stumbled upon an idea. No one taught it to me. I believe it was inspired because I was at a point in my life where I desperately wanted to change. I hated the way I was. I wanted to be bold. I wanted to join conversations and think people might actually be interested in what I had to say. I began pretending I wasn't shy. I began pretending I had confidence and could speak up in a room full of people. It was absolutely terrifying at first. I stumbled a lot, would lose my nerve at times, but I persisted. I was even able to perform a short one-person play I had written in front of my church congregation at a talent night. Can you imagine? I was conditioning myself, removing those limiting beliefs I had been programmed with, and learning a new set of behaviors. I had to force myself at times. It wasn't easy, and it wasn't an instant solution, but every time I was able to do it was a victory that propelled me into continuing. Eventually, I was able to gain the confidence I so deeply wanted, and now I think nothing of doing presentations and teaching to large audiences. If I can do this, I know you can. Think of how we learn. We learn by repetition and by practice. Whether it is when we are learning how to walk or how to play a musical instrument, we practice, practice, practice. This is no different. By becoming an actor, we are re-educating our subconscious mind to think the way we want it to. Let's move on to step 4, which is stop being complacent. Someone once said, if you do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. Do you want what you've always got? I'm going to take a wild guess and say your answer is no. After all, someone doesn't listen to a topic about changing their life if they want it to remain the same. This series is called 7 Steps to Change Your Life. You wouldn't be here if you didn't want it to change. So, how do we change it? Let me repeat the quotation. If you do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. That's right. We need to do different things than we always have. Your habits create your future. Recently, I heard Sam Crowley say that, and he was right. We do the same things day after day, week after week, month after month, and suddenly, 10 years have gone by and we have nothing except frustration to show for it. In 10 years from now, where do you want to be? What do you want to be doing? Think about that for a minute. Now, realize this. Those things you want do not have to take 10 years to get. Begin right now. Think about what you can do right now that will move you toward those goals, and do it. It may mean shaking things up a little or a lot. It may mean doing things that are at first uncomfortable. It will mean no longer accepting what comes in life, but beginning to create the future you want. And that begins right now. So how is it done? Well, I've already mentioned some of the tools we'll use. Make the decision you are going to regain control of your life. You are going to take the reins and change it. Instead of wandering aimlessly through life, become the conscious boss of your life. When I did this and was completely serious about it, that is when changes began to happen. Your next decision is what you want and why. Very few people think about goals and write them down, but I guarantee you, the ones who have successful and fulfilled lives do this on a regular basis. Notice I said what and why. If you don't have a good enough reason for going after what you want, you won't stay motivated enough to follow through. Now, break down those goals into 10-year, 5-year, 2-year, 1-year, 6 months, 1 month, and right now. What is one thing you can do right now that will move you one step toward living the life of your dreams? Now, do it. Don't listen to any doubts saying you can't or you'll fail. If those come into your head, go back and listen to steps 1 and 2. The only time you fail is if you don't try. One tool I use on a daily basis is something called a vision board. This is simply a visual depiction of your goals. You can get all fancy and create one on your computer. You can even add music to it. Or you can go old school and create a collage using pictures and words from magazines, catalogs, and newspapers. Stick these to a large piece of cardboard and hang it somewhere you will see it often. Our minds think in pictures. When I say duck, your mind doesn't see the word duck. It sees a duck. A vision board will help reprogram your subconscious mind, and it will begin working toward helping you achieve those goals you just decided on. Just as in step 3, when we begin doing each day one thing that will move us toward our goals, it will often mean stepping out of our comfort zones. In a few years from now, when you look back, what will make you happier? That you achieved your goals, or that you were comfortable? Are the things you've been doing so far been working for you? Is it time to change those things? Do you want what you've always got? Then perhaps it's time to stop doing what you've always done. Remember, taking the easy way out, the path of least resistance, will lead us to a destination we don't want to be. So to recap, begin acting as if you already are what you want to be. Teach yourself new habits and behaviors. Stop thinking you have to accept what comes in life. Take charge and get something better than you always got. And one more thing. You may feel silly when you do some of these steps. You may feel like you're playing mind games or are being a fake. That is your old programming rearing its ugly head once again. Decide you are not going to listen. That nothing is going to prevent you from changing your life into what you decide it will be. Thank you so much for spending some time with me as we travel on this journey toward ourselves. please remember your comments and questions are welcome. My next edition will be an in-depth look at steps 5 and 6. Please subscribe and then you definitely won't miss them. My name is Caroline Donnelly and you can find me at www.carolinerdonnelly.com. That's carolinerdonnelly.com. Until next time, enjoy your journey.